Welcome to Panorama, the flagship news and current affairs show at CIM, where we bring you the latest and most in-depth news stories from around the world. We deliver the big stories that matter to young Australians and our diverse community. So whether you're interested in current affairs, science, entertainment, culture, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Panorama, where youth hear it first.
CIN acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of CIN and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. CIN also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Welcome to Panorama. This woo, the sad woo. Come on, guys, it's Panorama.
Nobody joined me, so that's why it was a sad boo.
No, it is a very exciting show today, guys. We have all about the Matildas' win over the weekend, or Monday night, Lifeblood's urgent call-out for donors, we've got Bonza's first birthday celebrations, and Science with Sura talking about aliens.
This one's for you, Taylor.
Yeah, this one is for me. I specifically requested that you cover this.
So excited.
The second I saw aliens in the news, I was like, Science with Sura. And we've also got Panotainment with some interesting stories throughout the week. But firstly, off to our headlines.
And now for today's headlines. There's been a security scare at the Capitol building in Washington, but it looks like it was a hoax. Authorities unable to trace the 911 call after someone claimed there was a shooter in the Senate building, but no gunman was found. It comes a day ahead of Donald Trump's next court appearance after being indicted again, this time for trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Woolies has been hit with more than 1,000 criminal charges for allegedly failing to pay long service leave to some of its workers. Charges have been filed in a Victorian court alleging Woolworths underpaid more than $1 million in entitlement to 1,200 workers. The Chinese app WeChat could be banned for failing to meet transparency standards if recommendations from an inquiry are implemented. The report found that information Australians can see on the app is being influenced by foreign governments. New South Wales Skills Minister Tim Crackenthorpe has been stood down over a serious breach of conduct involving his family land holdings. Minister Crackenthorpe allegedly didn't supply information about substantial private family holdings in the Hunter region. The matter has been referred to ICAC. Minister Crackenthorpe will still have a place on the back bench.
You're listening to Panorama, and here you've got Ruby, Declan, Sura and Taylor. Now, Declan, you have a story for us about a really... What was I going to say? A really great opportunity for Australians to explore the country.
It is Bonza's first birthday, and they are celebrating with flights to and from the Gold Coast from just $49. On Tuesday, CEO Tim Jordan made an announcement that Bonza was launching 11 new routes to the Gold Coast, 8 of which are exclusive to Bonza. In order to celebrate 2 aircrafts in time for the summer vacations, Bonza will establish a third airfield base at Gold Coast Airfield. The Bonza app will offer the flights for sale in the coming days, with prices starting at $49. Mr. Jordan said it was a fantastic day for the airline and Australian travellers in a conversation with Sunrise Channel 7. Tim Jordan said we'll be adding new destinations to our route map that will fly from the Gold Coast, and we continue to welcome conversations with airports around the country as we fulfil our mission to connect communities, he said.
We've pulled back a number of markets which weren't sustainable for us, but the great news is that what we've done in just 6 months is grow the low-cost carrier viable routes in Australia by more than a third already. With these routes that we're adding here on the Gold Coast, that actually increases to nearly 50%, and that's all done in our first year of operation. So this is a big day for Bonza and a really big day for the Gold Coast.
This next phase of Bonza's growth will see 70 new flights per week and almost 700,000 additional passengers seats a year into and out of Gold Coast Airport.
So, Declan, why is Bonza putting a new airfield in the Gold Coast?
Well, not only will Bonza bring more tourists to the Gold Coast and northern New South Wales region, giving the destination an opportunity to showcase the region, it will also open up connections from the locals to connect with loved ones across regional Australia.
And when are the deals?
Well, the deals will go on sale in the coming up days on the Bonza app and will cost as little as $49. We actually don't know when it will, but it should be in the next few days, like next 2 to 3 days.
How exciting. Have you guys flown Bonza before?
Yeah, I recently flew for the first time in Bonza and I found they were great.
Yeah? Do you think they're a great alternative for the low-cost airline kind of field?
Definitely, yeah. I found they were like they're better planes than Jetstar and stuff like that, cheaper. Like it was on time, didn't get cancelled. So
yeah. I love that they're making flights now more accessible. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. Flights are getting really, really expensive. Little flex. My mum's a travel agent, so I have a bit of an inside understanding. And she was so excited when Bonza first came on the market. And it's just making exploring Australia so much more accessible for so many people.
Yeah, and like flying into regional places too, it's so good.
Absolutely. Hopefully they'll go to Bendigo Airport, because that's where I'm based out. Not the airport, but I'm based out of Bendigo now.
Imagine that. You're like, I'm based from Bendigo Airport.
That would be great. Instead of driving to Melbourne, I just fly my plane.
Flying from Melbourne.
Like a big jet. Like, can I please book my plane? I need a pilot.
Yes, I'm not that bowler. Sorry. Thank you so much for bringing that story, Declan. Now, Ruby, you have some exciting insight into the week's, I'd say, probably most talked about event, especially in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about this. What are you here to talk about?
Definitely. So, on Monday night, the Matildas beat Canada in the Women's World Cup.
Woo-woo!
Very exciting news. So the Matildas are the Australian women's soccer team, and the FIFA Women's World Cup is currently being co-hosted by Australia and New Zealand. So there is games happening all over Australia at the moment, and this game was held in Melbourne. So that was exciting. So the Matildas beat Canada 4-0. Hayley Rasso was the player of the match. She scored 2 of the 4 goals. Basically, this game was a big deal because they needed to win this in order to make it through to the next round. Mm-hmm. Because they had a shocking defeat to Nigeria last week, which people didn't expect.
Yeah.
And everyone was really stressed about this game because they didn't win, they didn't go through, and then they wouldn't have a chance of like winning, and everyone's like hoping that they will win because, you know, it's hosted in Australia.
Well, aren't we going to get a public holiday if they win?
Well, oh my God. People keep asking Albanese.
I'm pretty sure he's confirmed at this point that if they win the whole FIFA World Cup, which is a big feat.
Yeah.
A big feat. But I mean, like, this is pretty good chance of getting
there.
We will have a public holiday, which is controversial. But sorry, go on,
honestly,
please.
Fingers crossed. That'd be great. It was a great game. Hayley Rasso scored twice. Mary Fowler and then captain Steph Catley got the remaining goals. It was so good. So this now means that they'll go through to the next round. So they are going to be playing Denmark in Sydney on Monday night, next Monday night. So very excited for that one. There has been a little bit of, like, obviously a controversy around the Matildas so far in the World Cup because their star striker, Sam Kerr, she's like the most well-known Matildas player, hasn't played any games yet because she's been out with a calf injury.
Oh.
But they did confirm that she would be back playing for this game, like, versus Canada, but they had her on the bench to start with, so I think they were just going to bring her on at the end of the game if they were desperate, which clearly they were. It ended up 4-0.
Yeah,
she was sitting on the sidelines ready to go. Like, she had her leg taped up and stuff. There was a really funny moment that got caught on camera at the end where it was so clear that, like, it was the extra time that happens at the end. Mm-hmm. So it was really clear that she wouldn't need to go on because it was 4-0. There was no way Canada was making a comeback. And so they got a shot of Sam Kerr pulling the tape off of her leg. And she's a bit of a jokester, which we love. And then I think they just accidentally got the shot of her. So she's pulling the tape off of her calf. And then she, like, pretended to, like, throw it at her teammate next to her. Like, like the stickiness. Like, and then, like, they were, like, laughing and stuff. So, like, she's just cute. I just love her. She's great. So this is amazing for the Matildas. Did any of you watch the game on Monday night?
I did not, but I've heard so much about it. It's literally everyone has been talking about this game. My question with Sam Kerr, though, he said she was on the bench. Is she going to be playing the next game against Nigeria?
No, so the next game's against Denmark, sorry. Nigeria was last week.
Yes, yeah. Denmark. I have to keep up. I'm clearly not invested.
No. It's so fair. It's all very confusing if you're, like, don't know. I'm only learning it, like, this World Cup. This is the first Women's World Cup I've ever watched.
So look at you learning.
I'm learning it all. It's great. So, yeah, it's... Wait, what was the question again?
Is Sam Kerr going to play the next game?
Yeah, hopefully. Like, they haven't explicitly come out and said it, but if she was going to be, like, if they said she was ready to play this last game, then she'll definitely be ready by Monday night. So, fingers crossed.
How did she pull her calf? Do you know?
They didn't explicitly say. It was just, like, 2 days before the World Cup started. She posted, been like, maybe it was really last minute they posted it, because they wanted to take the other team, like, off guard, because, like, a lot of their strategy would be based around Sam Kerr, because she is a star striker. She's, like, kicked like the most goals ever or something of like an Australian soccer player, like more than like a man.
I'm obsessed. All right, I officially got a girl crush on Sam Kerr, because like that's awesome. That's girl boss.
She's great.
Who is out of curiosity, who are the favorite teams to make it to the finals and like semifinals?
Well, apparently England is tipped to win.
I mean, they're quite good at at football.
That's true. They are. The United States, though, are also quite good team. So I think they're like second favorite, maybe. Spain and Japan are up there, but I just hope Australia wins.
Matildas.
To win. Like, I'm so invested.
No
in
pressure,
now.
But I want a public holiday.
Oh, literally same.
I feel like
that would be so good.
Yeah.
I feel like even if we make it to the semi-finals, that would warrant for something.
Surely. Come on, Albo.
But it'd be amazing.
The public holiday is quite controversial, actually, because a lot of like small business owners and stuff like that will still open and have to pay their employees' holiday rates for a day that they wouldn't have to normally. So there are some people that aren't quite here for that.
But there's public holidays for the silliest things.
I was going to say, if we have it for Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, right.
Like, surely. And it's like, it'll just be this one day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to do it every year. It's not like the Queen's birthday.
Exactly.
We're just having one day to be like, go on Matildas, and then...
It'd be a good way to show support.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I'm digging all the people wearing the Australia merch on the tram.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I went and bought a scarf the other night. So,
you're matching.
I went to another game last night. I went to Brazil versus Jamaica, but I just still wore my Matilda scarf because that's all I have for merch-wise. So.
So are they playing a game every night?
I think almost every night there's a game. Well, like there's even like two games every night. There's lots going on. I don't know if it's every single night, to be honest, but...
I can just imagine they're like... jumping all around.
They're like flying back and they're flying between like New Zealand, like Brisbane, Sydney, Perth. I think Adelaide maybe's got a couple games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you can appreciate it though.
Sure. I mean, that's very exciting for Adelaide.
Fun little thing though, if you guys were in early morning Tuesday when I was going to work, I saw that they had lit up Flinders Street Station in yellow and green.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
I saw that. Yeah. That was very nice. It's nice to see the camaraderie in Melbourne getting around a sport that isn't AFL.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's so great to see people getting around women's sports.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so good. Like, I just feel like it's been so undervalued for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
those videos of like people in Fed Square watching the game getting so excited. Like, that is what women's sport deserves. And,
well, I'm here for Monday's game. You have convinced me. I'm watching Monday's game, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I'm so keen.
Well, thank you for bringing through us that story. And I'm here to talk to you about Lifeblood's urgent call out. So Lifeblood Australia has launched an urgent nationwide search for blood donors to help a South Australian mother of two with a blood type so rare, just one in 10,000 people may be a match. 37-year-old Amira is currently in an Adelaide hospital awaiting open-heart surgery and is expected to need more than 20 bags of blood prior to, during and after the procedure. Four compatible donors from Queensland, South Australia and two from Victoria have helped meet one-third of the amount needed for Amira. Due to the urgency, two bags of compatible blood are also being flown in from the UK. Experienced Director of Operations Steve Ulridge said Lifeblood is so grateful for the support across Australia, but more is needed.
We've seen a fantastic response, particularly in South Australia, but we really need more support from the rest of the country. And we've opened up more appointments nationwide to help with the search.
There was a 20% boost in donation bookings across the country on Thursday. If anyone does not know their blood type, they should still donate to see if they are a possible match. Kath Stone, Executive Director of Donor Services, is urging anyone with an O or A blood type to donate.
We're asking anybody that is feeling well, is ages between 18 and 75 and might be eligible to donate, to call us on 13 14 95 or check their eligibility on lifeblood.com.au and book an appointment to come in.
Now I'm going to expose you guys. Do you donate blood?
I do.
You do?
But they force me to, well, they don't force me, that sounds bad, but they, like, make me do plasma because my, I'm B, like, B positive blood type, and that's better for plasma. So every time I go in and I just want to do blood, they're like, no, do plasma, we need your plasma. So I know I do plasma. I booked in next week.
Ooh, there you go. Well done.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, plasma's totally different. I was actually speaking to someone from Life Blood today. She prefers to take out plasma because she has really low iron, and so it doesn't change her red blood cells levels.
Oh,
which
really?
Is really interesting. Oh. Yeah. And people who make extra blood cells, like extra red blood cells, should be donating because it actually helps
them.
Because, like, my grandma, like, used to make, like, an exceeding amount of red blood cells, and it's great for your iron, but, like, also can be... it's as bad as having low blood, red blood cells. Like, it's the same.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. So it's really important to see if, one, you are eligible to donate, and two, go and donate. What about you, Sora? Do you donate blood?
Well, the last time I went around, they turned me away because something. I can't remember
it's
what
really
anymore.
Hard. There's a lot
exactly.
of criteria.
So, but this is prompting me to go back again, and I'm probably going to try going in sometime this week or next week.
They've opened almost 2,000 more spots.
Really?
So they're opening a lot more bookings so people can come in and help Amira. Declan, have you ever donated blood?
No, I haven't actually.
No? Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. I guess because I think it's over 16.
Yeah.
I'd recommend giving it a go, but you know what? Only do it if you're comfortable.
Yeah.
I've donated blood a few times. The first time didn't go so hot. I fainted, which is really embarrassing. But it's been fine ever since. So I don't think, I think it was up to me, and perhaps I hadn't eaten much that day or something like that. It rarely happens, but they are immediately on the scene. They give you a Gatorade. They're like putting,
they're on top of it.
They're nurses. They know what they're doing. And the people you meet at Lifeblood are just some of the most amazing people. I regularly donate, as someone who suffers from chronic health conditions, one of the only things that I can actually do is donate blood. My blood is good. They like it. So it feels like one of the only things I can do. And I'm actually an A positive blood type, which is one of the blood types they're searching for.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to go in and see if they need it?
Well, I did it recently, so I can't do blood.
Oh, you should wait,
But I'm trying to organise my workplace to get in, and I'll do plasma while they do blood.
Nice.
Anyone with an A positive, A negative, O positive, or O may be a match for Amira. So if you are any of those blood types or don't know your blood type, I recommend going in to your local Lifeblood. There are so many across Australia and Victoria and growing.
Yeah.
They keep being more and more popping up. I feel like one just popped up in Brunswick, which is really great.
Oh, cool.
There's one down in Bundoora. There's one in the city.
Also, they have, like, really good free snacks after you donate.
Oh,
that's,
my gosh.
Like, honestly, such a good incentive. Like, they have so many good snacks. Like, I love their Mr. Nippies.
Oh, the Nippies.
Flavored milk.
Yeah, what's your go-to snack at Lifeblood, guys? Let's talk about that.
But actually, on a serious note, though, is this a common occurrence from Lifeblood?
No. So they've never done this before.
Oh.
This is... that just shows you the urgency of what Amira is needing right now. Usually they're able to help people who have an open heart surgery, but like I said, she's got a blood type so rare, it's 1 in 10,000. They're comparing it to finding a needle in the haystack.
That's wild.
So yeah, this is a really, the team at Lifeblood are really getting across media and trying to get the word out, and so I hope that anyone who's listening today hopefully can get onto the Lifeblood app or the Lifeblood website and sign up to donate some blood.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll see you next week if they need my blood. I would be positive, so probably not, but you never
know. I mean, you never know.
You never know.
They need your plasma, clearly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to my story, guys. I don't know why I said it like that. I hope that you all can go to lifeblood.com and register to donate. And now it is time for Science with Sora, the Woo! Aliens edition, which I'm so excited for. Tell us everything.
So,
are aliens real?
Hold that thought. For today, actually hold that thought. Today's story is covering last week's reports of the... sorry, let me start again. So, last week, US Congress held a hearings with Major David Grusch, who is a whistleblower from the Department of Defense, and he claims that US government is hiding evidence of aliens and alien spacecrafts.
What?
Exactly.
Sorry,
my
explain.
Exactly. My exact reaction when I read this. So, last Wednesday, 26th of July, Major David Grusch, he's retired. He appeared in front of the Congress along with two other veterans. Grusch used to work for the used to work for the Department of Defense, and he led an analysis on unidentified aerial phenomenons. So in the process of analyzing these, he, as whistleblowers go, he made claims that the government was hiding evidence of UFOs. So, a direct quote from him, "I was informed in the course of my official duties on a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering programs to which I was denied access to." He mentioned that the US government has been hiding or has been aware of aliens since the 1930s.
That's a long time.
It's also a long time.
Did they have the technology to understand aliens in the 30s? If we didn't have the technology to go to the moon, that's just my first thought.
Well, you could reverse engineer a lot. But if his claims have any basis at all, first of all, like, that's the baseline over here. If his claims have any basis at all. But also, our technology has been pretty advanced, and humans are capable of amazing things. We are capable of reverse engineering even the weirdest of technologies and, like, you know, having faith in humanity. That's where this comes from. But yeah, it's a little bit strange, though, because Pentagon is denying this claim.
Right, but isn't that what you expect? They're just not kidding.
That's true, and that is very true. If personal opinion, I can see that Pentagon may be trying to deny claims because they do not want it to spread speculations and rumors online or to cause public panic. Mm-hmm. But Pentagon says that, nope, it has not happened, and the Congress hearings themselves were held from a perspective of what if these unidentified aerial phenomena are spy technologies from China.
Right.
So that's why they held these hearings?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
because
okay.
They were afraid that what Grush is talking about could potentially be surveillance technologies.
Right. Also, so they've renamed UFOs to UAPs now, is that right?
I'm not entirely sure. I think there are different categories.
Right.
I'll get back to you on that, though.
How did the U.S., why did the U.S. Congress give Grush this platform to talk?
Good question. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm assuming because he had been pretty vocal with his claims. He interviewed with a magazine called News Nation back in June, and he said that the government had intact and partially intact alien vehicles, and that some of them were as large as the size of a football field.
Oh my god.
Whoa. Where do they keep something like that? Area 51.
Area 51.
Why do you need to touch a large area?
I'm assuming that the reason that the Congress gave him this platform was because he has been talking to a lot of media.
Yeah.
And he had an interview with Le Parisien, a French newspaper, and he said that US had bell-like craft which Mussolini had recovered from northern Italy in 1933.
Ooh.
Damn. It's been going on for a long time then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this goes... if his claims have anything to hold, this goes back a very long time.
Mm. Has Grush talked about this before then?
Not... I think the first times he started talking of it was when he... In media, at least, was when he interviewed with some public medias in June. He had lodged a complaint to the US's whistleblower and, like, the people who watch over whistleblowers and take their claims to action. He had lodged a complaint with them a while back. That was back in 2022. But this was the first time that he started talking about this publicly.
And the Pentagon launched an investigation in 2022. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Pentagon's investigation was felt into June 2021. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence reported that between 2004 and 2021, there were 144 encounters with UFOs, 80 of which were captured on multiple sensors. So going by that data, they had to launch an investigation into looking into these, like what was happening, what they were. And Sam Kirkpatrick, who is the director of Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, which is a new office, he said that they were going to make this research thorough and very scientific. We don't have any reports from them yet.
Mm.
So whenever that happens, we might know more.
So do we have a point of, like, where do we go from here now that, Grush has stepped up and said all these things? What happens now?
It's a little bit up in the air because this is not something you can action upon. Grush is claiming that Pentagon is hiding things from Congress as well. And some of the certain claims that he made to News Nation and Le Parisien, he did not repeat in front of Congress under oath. Because he mentioned that they were classified under the whistleblower's law. So he could not actually say it out in public, or and it could not be said out in the media.
That's very interesting. I'm curious to hear if we'll hear more from Grush in the coming, you know, months and weeks about this more.
I also feel like news like this should be more like, obviously, like, it was in the news and stuff, but I feel like people didn't really get, like, give a reaction. Like, my reaction to this is kind of like, oh, cool, aliens, but I'm not, like, I'm not terrified or anything personally.
No.
I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, okay.
I've seen so many memes this week where it's like, the US tells us we have aliens, but, like, I can't struggle to, like, make my payments. So, like, I'm not really thinking about it right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, honestly, that's how it does feel. I'm like, there's so many things going on planet Earth that are, like, concerning that, like, aliens are, like, the least of my worries.
Yeah, or, like, the jokes that, like, if they're, like, 6 foot and, like, have no daddy problems that, like,
and I was like, hit me up. Okay.
I'll be on Tinder soon.
I'm on Tinder swiping away at the aliens.
I mean, personally, this is, I'm in the same boat as people who are making memes out of this, because, you know, personal problems take precedent. But at the same time, it's not it. This, if you want to learn about aliens, it's not going to be like this. I don't want to learn about aliens from something like this. I would believe it more if I saw something up in the sky, but just, like, defied belief.
Or just even having a bit more scientific behind his claims. There's that research paper that you were talking about that hasn't come out yet. I feel like perhaps that would have been a better thing to put on this US Congress pedestal.
Yeah. Plus, if, like, if it was a world leader, if it was a president or prime minister coming out and saying that we have found evidence of this, then I would take that. But
I don't think we're going to see Biden stepping up anytime soon saying we got aliens, just saying. But no. I get to ask the question that I've been asking all year, and I finally get an answer that isn't a silly look. Does this mean aliens?
Look, personal opinion, this 100% means they're aliens. But I believed in aliens before this, so.
There are definitely, like, I fully believe that, especially the US government, but just the government in general is, you know, keeping stuff under the blanket. Like, we don't know everything.
Yeah.
So I can understand where he's coming from, but yes.
Look, beyond
this. The thing, I'm like, why are all the aliens in America? Like, why are they being found elsewhere?
Well, no, what did you say earlier? You were talking about he brought a bell-like craft from northern
from
Italy.
Yeah. But, like, that's the thing. Like, even now, though, you don't hear about these things from, like...
There is a possibility.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I think we should talk a little bit lighter news. Let's talk about panotainment this week. So, two stories that I have in entertainment news this week is an electric guitar once owned by late rocker Kurt Cobain is set to be a big draw card when it goes under the hammer later this month. Auctioneers believe it could fetch up to $300,000 during the online auction sale on August 26th. Just saying, like, I'm going to watch that. I ain't gonna put no bids. I don't think I'm even worth $30,000. Like, if I put myself down as the
front. Don't sell yourself short. Come on.
$300,000. Sorry, that's a lot. Doodles, photos, and even swimming goggles of the Nirvana frontman will also be up for grabs, which is a great reference to their, like, most iconic album. I wonder if he was, like, in the taking the photo. Also, like, side note, the baby on that front cover is, like, a grown man now.
And he's mad about it.
He's mad.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's, like, has sued or wants to sue.
Yeah, I think so. I heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, which makes me feel less great about that. But anyways, also things that make us feel less great. Lizzo is being sued by three former dancers, accusing her of sexual assault, amongst other allegations. The Grammy Award winner and her production company is being accused of creating a hostile work environment, pressuring the dancers to engage with nude performers in Amsterdam and weight-shaming one of them. They're seeking unspecified damage with Lizzo yet to respond. This made me so sad to see in the news.
Me too.
Everyone is being taken down, and I love that we are keeping people accountable. I think that is amazing, and I think that is powerful. But it is really sad to see somebody who stands for so much morally in the way of confidence and liberation, female rights, women, non-binary rights, gay rights, and behind the scenes, this is what is actually happening. Allegedly is happening, and it's really upsetting to see.
And yeah, it's upsetting to see she hasn't responded yet either.
Yeah, I think that doesn't pay well in your favor. I feel like if it was me, I would. And it wasn't true. That's the first thing I'd be doing.
Well, it's also
right?
the fact that like multiple people are like suing her and her company or whatever, but
for different claims as well. Exactly. Like there's a bunch of different
but
stuff that's gone
other
on.
People have come out and been like, I had this experience, but I'm just not suing for it. Like, wow. So it's just the fact that there's so many people.
It is really disappointing. And she was really recently in Australia, and I didn't get to see her. I was so bummed.
Yes, it hurts. This one just hurts.
It hurts. It feels like a friend has betrayed me.
I saw her a couple weeks ago at concert it feels really devastating.
I feel like Lizzo has such a strong relationship with her fans that this is truly... It's shocked the boat, really. And the parasocial relationship between Lizzo and her fans is really, really strong. And it's hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Ruby.
In other Panattainment news, the Logies 2023 happened in Sydney on Sunday night. I don't personally watch the Logies, but it seems to be big news. The 2023 Logie Awards, the 12 and Colin from Accounts each took home 3 awards. And the biggest award of the night, the Gold Logie, went to Sonia Kruger, the 7 Network who hosts The Voice Australia, Big Brother Australia, and Dancing with the Stars, beating out a bunch of big names who are also nominated.
Love to see that. Love to see a woman taking home the big prize.
No, her win is quite controversial because she had some controversial opinions about Muslim people coming to Australia a few years ago, and she's kind of doubled down on those claims since and has never apologised or said anything. So people are quite upset about this, that like someone who has been outwardly racist on in the media has won an award like this. So, yes, she's the first woman to win, but it's, people have not really taken it in a good way, so...
That's really disappointing. Thank you for informing us of that.
So, bit controversial there, but anyway, it was quite a big Logies night for Australian TV. In other news, Angus Cloud, the actor best known for his role in HBO's teen drama Euphoria, has sadly died, aged 25. His family confirmed on Monday. His co-stars have been leaving tributes to Cloud on social media. If this story has impacted you at all, you can call Beyond Blue on 1300 224636 or Lifeline on 131114. And in an emergency, always call 000.
That was a really sad day on Monday when we heard about that. Mm-hmm. And just, I feel like a lot of fans, a lot of friends and family are really mourning his loss. And I'm sure we're all thinking about those who knew him and loved him at this time.
Yeah, very sad. One last news in Panattainment, a 2.3 magnitude earthquake was caused by a Taylor Swift concert. So after 2 nights of earth-shaking dancing at Taylor Swift's Seattle Eras Tour concert, enthusiastic Swifties caused seismic activity equivalent of a 2.3 magnitude earthquake, according to a seismologist.
That's amazing.
I know.
The power Swifties have.
I know.
What song? Was it Shake It Off?
It's just a whole concert.
The whole concert.
Oh, my God. The whole concert?
3.5-hour concert.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I thought, Harry Styles, Leave America, screaming that would have done some damage. But no, T-Swift,
pretty wild stuff. So
amazing. Yeah. Well, that has been Panorama and Panotainment this week. Make sure to follow Panorama on our socials at Panorama Sin, and we will see you next week. Have a good week.